Do it now, I tell myself. I hook my harness to the main halyard. Mark crouches at the base of the mast. The wind howls around us, as loud as I've ever heard at sea, maybe as loud as falling off the Skipper's Canyon Bridge with a bungee cord tied to my ankles. Only this time, I have to keep my fear in check, because I'm not in good hands. There's no assurance that every precaution for my safety has been taken. The mainsail leech snaps furiously, adding to the din. How much more can it take? I pull on my spare dry sailing gloves, grab the mast steps, and jam the rubber toe of my boot into the bottommost rung as far as it will go. I'm off the deck. Hand over hand, step by step, I climb aloft. The shrouds, the halyards, the spinnaker pole and its lines, everything conspires to be in my way. The hollow aluminum mast magnifies the impact of each wave, each vibration of the off-balance boat, and transmits them directly to my body. Staring at the mast and nothing else, I keep my mind a blank and maintain the three-point stance with only a single hand or foot probing for the next step. One hand reaches the spreaders, a crossbar over halfway up. The wind screams through the rigging, louder than it was on deck, and is now a rocket roaring in my ears. Atlantean's bow crashes off a wave, swinging the mast like a pendulum, arcing it through the air and flinging me forward, forcing me to hang on for dear life. At the end of the arc, the boat rolls and the mast lurches sharply to port. Another wave raises the bow, and the whole scenario repeats itself, except this time the boat lurches to starboard. I keep my eyes riveted to the mast and wait for the rolling to subside, but it doesn't. The lower shrouds join the mast a foot below the spreaders, which means there was no room to install a mast step. Instead, I have a long threaded bolt extending 5 inches through the tang holding the shrouds in place. This provides plenty of foothold when the boat is dockside, but now it's little more than a place to rest a toe until my foot reaches the spreaders. I place my boot on the bolt and will myself to shift my weight to it. My gloves are soaked, and when I grip the step above the spreader, water squeezes out and runs down my arm. The wind seems even stronger, ripping at my rain parka and stinging my eyes. The mainsail leech chatters like a machine gun a few feet from my head. I can feel my nerve giving out.